Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, Old School. Again, thanks to Coach Bird from the Supernovas for coming on. She's a riot, and she's just good people. So it's good to know, and we'll give away. So people didn't even get the trivia questions from before. So this is the thing. We'll give away some more tickets to see the Supernovas. You can choose Thursday 314, so Pi Day. Or you can go Saturday. Thursday is Atlanta. Saturday is Orlando. To do that. I asked the question for Husker women's softball, who leads the team in RBIs? And we had a discussion, what's proper?
Husker softball update, by the way. They're up 8-0 in the bottom of the second after dropping game one of the day.
Much better response. Much better performance than earlier today. Get them back to 500 with a win. They'd get to 12-12. So on the text line, you can hit me up. Let me know who leads the Huskers in Husker softball in RBIs. And we'll give you our RBI. That's just weird, Austin.
Runs batted in.
Multiple runs batted in.
Not run batted ins.
So who leads Husker softball in runs batted in? And we'll give you tickets to see the Supernovas this weekend, you tell us. I asked who leads the starters in ERA. That is Brett Sears. Sears firing away at 1.78.
Let me ask you this, just as a baseball theory question, since we're kind of baseball theory crafting here.
Yep.
Drew Christo pitched well in the midweek.
Yes. Okay.
Got the start on Friday, a week ago. But that bumped Sears to Saturday, even though he had two successful starts on Friday. Why do you bump your Friday night guy if he's supposed to do the AC or staff? Don't you move your midweek guy to a Saturday or Sunday start? Why do you move your Friday night guy off of his Friday night perch?
Matchups sometimes will come into play, who they're throwing against, who they're facing. Sometimes it could just be a fatigue thing. You ask Sears, you know, how do you feel? Do you want an extra day recovery? And the answer can be yes, or the answer could be no. Also usage. So how you use those interim guys, those intermediate guys, that also matters. I tried not to move from the rotation, but the override to my rotational preference was always one-to-one to the pitcher. How do you feel? Like, what do you want to do? If you're my 1A, you deserve the right to have input because I'm leaning on you and there's expectation for you.
You got to go 5 1/3. If you can't give me 5 1/3 out of 7, you can't be my 1.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, right? So each, and depending on the staff, and depending on, I mean, if you've got a full bullpen, I need for you to go full gas, no pedal for as long as whatever that is. And some days that's 5 innings. Some days that's 4 2/3. Some days that's 6 2/3. I'm okay with that in that, like, I need to be present. I can't just be on autopilot as the skipper. I can't just fully expect that this is what I'm going to get. No, the expectation is for me to manage the pitcher or the pitcher coach one batter at a time, sometimes often one pitch at a time. Because
building blocks, that's what it is.
Well, you don't, there's so many games that when I lost track of pitches, I lost track of the game. Or at least I put myself in a tough situation. In most cases, I was pretty good about managing pitch count and then pitch effectiveness. And then having the conversations. Like I spent more time talking to the catcher because he actually saw. He saw late movement. He saw, you know, hey, is this getting to me? Is it what I actually called? Right? Something that appears that if I call down and way breaker with two strikes, that if it's not called a strike, was it a strike? And the catcher can tell me, hey, coach, that's good stuff, 0-2. Mm-hmm. Hey, coach, that's good 2-2. That, like, he'll nod or he'll just kind of look at me like, that wasn't really the thing. And then my relationship with the pitcher, a lot of times I would burn my trips to the mound not in critical situations because I wanted to manage and never get in a critical situation. Mm-hmm. Like I didn't save it. There are times when I could get my starter through the third inning and win the game. Mm-hmm. I didn't always believe that I was going to win the game in the bottom of the seventh. No.
Sometimes, the pressure points come at different points across the 21 outs you got to get.
Different points. So manage your outs, manage mm-hmm. your personnel, manage pitches and that sort of thing. So I always kept it in that space that if that's what, you know, if that's what Bolt and company felt, their reasons, they're not burning a game and they're certainly not going to burn their pitcher. Something, there was some conversation mm-hmm. That took place that said, hey, listen, let's push him back. Let's just push everybody back. A lot of times it's just the matchup. You know what? They've got two left-handers in the lineup, but they're lower, you know, they got one in the top three and one in the bottom three. We're okay. Mm-hmm. We're okay. Or they could have four who sit, you know, 2-4, 2-4, 6-7, mm-hmm. and those are the bangers. Okay, mm-hmm. well, we might make a different decision. I might have a left-hander that needs the work that I could burn through mid-innings and then keep stay on track for the rest of the rotation mm-hmm. throughout the rest of the series. So tons of reasons in it, tons of things in place. I want to go back because I do want to finish what we started in the sunflower seed thing because I still need to get some clarity. I'm team flavored big, like the oversized seeds. That I didn't have those as a kid. Mm. I don't know how they're grown. I don't know if these are mutant sunflower seeds. Like, I don't know. I don't know that I want to know.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Don't ask.
Right?
Just accept them for what they are.
Like, what? Hey, man, your sunflower seeds are, those aren't normal.
Yeah, they are.
Like,
yeah, they are. They're normal. They're normal, for it.
Right? They are. David Fullerton, well done. If you want Supernovas tickets, just respond that you want them. Let us know the night that you want them. If you want to pass them on to somebody, you could do that as well. Spitz is kind of the brand. Biggs are also, I'm good with that. And they have individual bags and then the gargantuan bags. mm-hmm. right, that come in a case of...
Well, they have the packs in the bags.
12. Well, you can get a box mm-hmm. delivered, and it has... The boxes that I get have 12 bigs mm-hmm. in them, and they have the best dill pickle mm-hmm. flavored seeds. Barbecue wears me out. Dill doesn't. Mm. Plain... If I want to feel good about myself, I'll go plain because there's less salt. And they have the salt-free, which, right. okay, point of discussion.
Why?
Salt or salt-free?
Why?
Sodium. No. Like, I'm... Like,
I get why, but also, like, movie theater popcorn with or without the butter.
What's the rule, right? There are people that have blood issue that you gotta, you know.
Right, but I'm saying if you don't have that and you're presented with the choice.
If there aren't mitigating circumstances. Listen. Somewhere there's a planet that exists. There's a universe that exists where you have to get butter on the popcorn and salt, mm-hmm. right? You have to. Mm-hmm. You have to get a Coke or a Pepsi with the popcorn. It is actually preferred that you get Goobers or Whoppers or Raisinets with your buttered popcorn mm-hmm. and your soda. And then, in what I would imagine is heaven, you get a hot dog with popcorn. Right? Like, I mean, right? Like that.
Someday. I'm coming home. Right?
Like, that's me. That's me, Fred Sanford. Like, Elizabeth, this is the big one. I'm coming. Hey, have popcorn, hot dogs ready. Because... A thing that bothers me about Haymarket, I'm not a red hot dog fan. I'm not. I just want plain ballpark hot dog, and I need popcorn and a soda. I don't want a beer with my hot dog and popcorns. I want a soda, and I'm not supposed to have a soda. I'm not supposed to. So I'm supposed to have no hot dog, popcorn plain, and water. That is not optimum baseball experience. It's just not. But for the sake of my health and not listening to people complain about my blood sugar and sodium, you make the choice. I don't want red dogs. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I asked, Austin, mm-hmm. red dog, right? Yeah. What's the proper accoutrement? What's the perfect condiment for a red dog at the stadium?
Bun, dog.
Nothing else?
No.
You do realize that most people are going to come and get you for that.
Bun, dog. That's
Big
it.
Bird, I can't my help it, man. Answer. I don't like Fairbury. I
suck it, Jeff's quote, DP.
I tried. And maybe it's because I tried it at the ballpark rather than somebody's home grilled Fairbury.
Would it be different if you tried it like a basketball game or a football game, whereas you go into a baseball game with a certain understanding of what a baseball game hot dog is?
But see, I'm a member of the baseball hot dog tribe mm-hmm. that I know that most people, most stadiums around the country, the guy outside the stadium selling hot dogs sells a much better hot dog than the in-stadium hot dog, including Dodger Stadium and that dumb Dodger dog. That it's just trash. Stop it. Stop it. Go to Yankee Stadium and get the Coney dog. Like the what's the yellow brand that everybody that does the does the hot dog eating contest?
Nathan's. Yep.
Okay. The guy outside of Yankee Stadium sells a better hot dog than Nathan's. And it's not even close. Like the guy that would sell that has the cart that I know it's mystery water that's cooking that hot dog. I'm not sure when it was changed. I don't know if it's...
If it has been changed.
I don't know if it has been changed. I don't know if it's been sanitized. But maybe that adds to the flavor. I don't know, and I'm just going to go with it.
Mm-hmm. Correct answer.
But But that hot dog, I would, if somebody out there thinks they make the best February hot dog, please deliver them.
Approximately six.
Deliver them to the ticket. Dave, in Fullerton, you're right. The best hot dog that I've had in Nebraska in my entire time was at the Mercado. And they had a sausage, a cheese sausage version that I cursed at myself while I was eating it. It was so good. You know how you eat something so good that you mumble to yourself, like, oh, you really, you've been doing this a thing, man. This is spectacular. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's Mercado. That's the best dog I've had in Nebraska. And you guys can challenge me on it. Let me know. We'll go to break. We'll figure out, because I asked the Sunflower question because there was another question that I need to ask. I will get to that when we close out Old School.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.